bit too heavy. We'll all float on. All right, already. We'll all float on. All right, already. We'll all float on. Okay, don't worry. We'll all float on. Even if things get heavy, we'll all float on. All right, already. We'll all float on. All right, don't you worry. We'll all float on. We'll all right.
This next song goes out to a certain Brit who was singing this song earlier this week, so I hope you enjoy it.
Ancient history, been there, done that.
Who'd you think you're kidding? He's the earth and heaven to you. Try to keep it hidden. Honey, we can see right through you.
No. When you start out, my head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you're dying to cry your heart out.
This next song goes out to anyone out there who could be studying for a computer science test, potentially at 2:45 later today. So I hope you appreciate this next song and are able to escape from any gravitational pulls you may feel.
Too late. I wanna know.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes.
DJ Rybands is finally here. He admittedly lost track of time, but I'm here anyway.
Clearly, he doesn't even care about his own radio show.
Clearly, I have a couple of things to take care of before spring break comes.
Oh, I'll give you something to take care of, Ryan.
So, I don't know if we have any listeners out there, but again, we are always willing to give give quizzes or discuss things in general. If you want to call and discuss your spring break plans, whether real or facetious, if you want to make up a completely crazy spring break story, that's fine too. I don't know, Brandon. What do you got there for us? A little coffee background music? Nice morning coffee.
Yeah, some live smooth jazz.
Perfect.
Some smooth jazz, cool hits.
I say let's
uplifting and perfect day.
Oh, perfect. That's how we should start talking. With a really smooth voice.
Really smooth voice.
But what do you say we play one more song? And then find a quiz in that time, and then see if we have any callers for that point.
All right.
If you so again, in after like 3 or 4 minutes after the song is over, you can call in at 610.
Or you can call during.
Yeah, you can call. You can just call whatever the heck you want.
We will. We'll hook you up with some friendly talk. You can maybe suggest a quiz for us to take. We're open to sporkle quizzes as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, factual quizzes. We'll come up with something. What song do you have for us? I'm gonna continue the Disney theme.
I was thinking more along the lines of this.
Okay, I can't read from that far away, but that's perfect.
You can't read from that. You don't even know what it is.
No.
How do you know it's perfect?
Because I trust you.
All right. Well, we're gonna be playing some music now.
Numai numai ei, numai 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 ei, chipul tău și dragostea din tei. N-am invers
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes. We, amazingly enough, have not had a caller. Hopefully we have one because we have a wonderful quiz set up for you to take. Hopefully, even if we have someone who's maybe uncertain about calling in, still call in.
What's the quiz you have?
I mean...
You don't want to spoil it?
Should I spoil it?
I don't know. It's up to you.
I don't know. Maybe we keep talking for a little bit.
Okay.
And then,
Brandon, could you please describe to us why you missed football yesterday? Were you afraid of my tackling ability again?
No, I just didn't want to go.
Oh my god, didn't want to go.
It was too wet.
Didn't want to go.
You know what we could talk about? We could talk about keeping your family safe from food poisoning.
Okay.
Did you know an estimated 48 million Americans get sick from foodborne illness each year, resulting in 3,000 deaths and 128 hospitalizations? Oh my goodness, we have a caller. And let's see if we can get this caller on the air. Hello, caller.
What's up, Bologna Cheeks?
Hello?
What's up, Bologna Cheeks?
Hello, may I ask who's calling?
No, you don't know who I am.
Oh, so could we just like maybe make up a name for you?
Yeah, you can make up a name for me. That's fine. My identity just has to remain a secret. That's all I ask.
He's not plugged in either. I don't know. I can't hear who's calling yet.
Okay. He doesn't want to give us a name. Well, anyways, we have a quiz for you, caller. It's, what slime are you?
What slime?
Slime. S-L-I-M-E.
Are there different kinds of slime?
Apparently. So.
Can I have a different kind?
Well, so you take a quiz to find out.
Okay.
All right. So the first question is, when does the party usually start? I don't like parties. After my second drink, when the music starts, or when I walk in?
Yeah, definitely last choice.
How many dates have you been on in the last 12 months?
Interesting question.
Oh, wow.
At least a dozen. 6 to 10, 1 to 5, or none.
Is the same gal or different gal?
It does not matter. Total.
Okay, at least a dozen.
At least a dozen.
Do you watch what you eat? Yes. No sugar,
no.
Fat? No. Not at all.
Nope.
Which of the following colors do you look...
Pure calories.
Sounds tasty. Which of the following colors do you look best in? Black, white, red, pink, blue, or green?
I'm going to let Bologna Cheeks answer that one for me.
I don't know Bologna Cheeks.
Yeah, we don't know him.
Who's that?
Bologna Cheeks, which color do you think I look best in?
There is no Bologna Cheeks here. It's just myself, the Aviator, and DJ Rybands.
I can't say sugar tits on air, right? Okay. Give me Rybands. Rybands, what color do you think I look best in?
I think you look pretty good in anything, but specifically blue.
All right, specifically blue.
Okay, blue, next blue. Question. What fruit do you most resemble? Apple, banana, lemon, watermelon, or grape?
Apple, banana, lemon, watermelon, or grape? My colleague here says, don't I dare pick grape. Why not? Okay. Apparently, grape is an inherently weaker fruit.
Inherently weaker? So, than what? Than anything?
I guess just genetically less strong.
Does your colleague just hate Fruit of the Loom underwear? Is that why? Do they rip too easily when he does splits?
Yeah, I think the reason is Fruit of the Loom underwear does rip too easily.
Yeah.
You got a good one out of that.
All right, next one. Choose...
Wait, I choose apple.
Okay. All right, next question. Choose your wedding cake. Chocolate with chocolate truffle filling, a chocolate mousse cake imported from Germany, a 5-tiered buttercream cake, or any cake.
Okay. I am a big fan of chocolate mousse, so I'm going to have to go with that one.
Okay, next question.
What is your normal speaking volume? super loud. I'd say it's a bit louder than average, but not by not much, or normal, or really quiet.
I don't know. Aviac, you can answer that one for me. You'd know better than I would.
Okay. Have you ever caused two people to get in a fight over you?
I think I have two people fighting over me right now.
Ooh.
You want to tell us more about it?
So let's go, yes.
Everyone is special in some way. What personality trait draws people to you? Charisma, brilliant mind, creativity, high energy, or your inner strength and fortitude?
Okay. Well, I pretty much have no creativity.
That's a real
shame.
What
are the other options?
Inner strength, charisma, or fortitude?
I'm pretty sure there's another option.
Forbearance.
Brilliant mind. High energy.
Oh, go with the energy.
Okay. That was the last question. You are a metallic slime. You are a strong, healthy, opinionated, and intelligent. You are a forward-thinking and assertive with a go-getter attitude that is infectious. You hate time wasters and people who are always making excuses for everything.
What? How can they pin those characteristics to a slime?
I mean, how can you pin those characteristics to anything?
Yeah, this is based in science. I wouldn't question it, honestly.
I mean, slime is fluid.
Right. Okay, I'm taking fluid mechanics right now, actually.
Oh. So are you fluid? Hmm.
You know, some people would say I am.
Would you like to take another?
I want to know if I'm fluid. Oh, we got fluid flow and you flow, so you're fluid.
What about that capillary action?
Oh, I think that's Zach's realm of expertise, the capillary action. We have, I love capillary action.
Is there another person there with you that might enjoy taking another quiz? So we have another one all queued up and go.
I think Xandra's ready.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll just dish the phone over here. I'm taking a quiz on the air. Hello.
Oh, hello. Who would you like to tell us who you are? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Hello, caller. Are you still there?
Caller is still here.
Well, we have a very interesting quiz chosen out for you. Aviator, what kind of quiz do we have here? What's the title?
Well, the quiz title is How Woke Are You? So in this quiz, we're going to figure out how woke you are.
I don't know. That's a worldly question. That might be tough.
Well, we're going to find out because the first question on this quiz is, what is woke? The past tense of...
What is woke?
Yeah.
The past tense of wake, something about being aware, a state of being which you're able to identify social issues, injustices, and fight them, knowing that almost everything is an oppression or injustice and fighting them wherever you get a chance.
Can I just choose one of those?
Yes, this is multiple choice.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with C. Always go with C.
Oh. Oh my goodness. I didn't realize that this would be... Across from you, a man is sitting next to a woman and taking up too much space with his legs. What will you do? Nothing.
He is man-spreading.
Nothing. He's clearly tall and needs the space. Roll my eyes at him when he looks at me. Ask the woman if she's okay because she looks uncomfortable. Or loudly yell at the man for man-spreading and taking the woman's space. Clearly, he thinks he is entitled to her space simply because she is a woman.
I'm going to have to go with A and just keep doing my own thing.
You hear a man tell a woman she is pretty. What will you do? Tell her you think she's gorgeous also? Nothing. They're both adults. Stick around and make sure he doesn't get creepier with his compliments. Launch into a tirade about how women are not to be objectified.
Goodness, there's a lot in there. I would say it depends on the situation, but most likely nothing.
Okay, next question is, define feminist. Angry women, someone who thinks women should be given the same rights as men, women who are fighting not just for legal equality, but social, economic, cultural equality as well, women who are systematically working to overthrow the patriarchy, or gender is fluid.
It's a C.
A C? So do you not think gender is fluid?
Well, I think the direct answer to this question, C, is the one that stood out at first.
Okay. How often do you post on social media? Once a week, a few times a week, daily, or hourly?
I'd say a solid once a week.
Okay. How often do you post to the comment section? Almost never, occasionally, regularly, or always?
The comment section.
Yeah, like under a article.
Like under someone else's picture or under an article on like Facebook?
Yeah, like an article on Facebook.
Yeah, general information.
Okay, then not really ever.
Oh, okay.
Not my style.
All right. You can't sleep at night. Why not? A spicy dinner? A big project coming up at work? The troubling state of world affairs? I'm making a mental list of all the men that have done things misogynously today.
Wow. There's a big range there. I'm going to have to go with work out of those options.
Ooh. How's work been going for you this year?
There's been some sleepless nights, but it's okay.
Okay. Well, what do you think should have been done with the Confederate States of America? Leave them where they are. Let each city decide whether they want to remain in the Confederacy or not. Kick them out of the United States, or remove them and replace them with a nuclear wasteland.
I don't see where this quiz is going.
I don't know either. Hopefully it'll make sense when we get to the end.
This is all one quiz together.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're almost done, though.
Then I'm actually gonna try to throw off my results and go with wasteland.
you don't like the southern states?
No.
Jeez. No, I'm just trying to...
Now, caller, this next question, I don't know if you'll be able to answer. Could you please pass off to the third member of the room?
How did you know how many people were in the room?
I heard somebody talking in the background.
Yeah. And then you can come right back.
Yeah, then you can come back. We just need him for this one question.
Okay.
What's up, Vanilla Face?
Hello. So, we're phoning a celebrity for a quiz. This is one of the last questions. How many genders are there? Two?
This is the real question on the quiz.
Two, but people can transition from one to the other if they want to. Two, but many people are gender fluid, which means they can identify as both genders. Or at least 20. Gender is a spectrum.
Not to butt in here, but I think intrinsically this is a loaded question. Made me look pretty bad in front of a certain demographic of people. So I think I'm going to abstain from this question.
Okay. So you would agree that gender is fluid?
What part of abstain did you not understand?
So gender is definitely fluid.
Whatever floats your boat.
All right, thank you, anonymous caller. Could you please pass back to the other one?
Bloody cheeks crackle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass. Please be back on my baloney cheek.
No, wait. I thought we were going back to Xandra. It's the last question.
Okay, sorry. I'll give it back to her.
Hello.
So you have one more question.
One more, okay.
This is the last one. Then you get your answer. You see a man dressed up as a woman for Halloween. What will you do? Admire his makeup job. Laugh and take a photo. He's clearly not making fun of anyone in particular. Inform him that making fun of transgender individuals isn't okay and that he should change his costume. Or take a photo, find out his name and where he works, and share the information on social media so that everyone can see what a homophobic jerk he is.
Wow, that's quite the question.
Really wide spectrum. Wow. Most of these have been very polarizing.
Yes. I would say, unless there's some other actions going on, just compliment.
Admire,
they did a good job.
Admire the makeup.
Yeah.
Okay, so your wokeness level is have your eyes open. You know that injustice and inequality exist in the world, and you don't agree with it. You're wise enough to choose your battles and smart enough not to let every little thing trigger or offend you. You're a realist and know that the world isn't perfect, but you also try to do your part for help, to help.
Okay. I'm happy with those results.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't quite expecting this to be...
No. I thought that was going to end up being a really stupid question, but it turned into a very political series of questions.
That was a long journey to get there.
Yeah, that was quite long.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I think we're going to go back to some music.
Yeah. Would you like to request a song? Do you have anything in mind?
Request a song. Well, Headbands is always a favorite, but I don't know
Headbands?
If it's time for that. Headbands, the remix.
By the B.O.B.?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It's listed as explicit.
The remix version.
We just need to find the clean version.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Radio edit. I'm guessing that's it.
All right. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, caller, for calling in, and have a pleasant afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, after that request, I think we're going to play the clean version of Headband by B.O.B. whoever that is. Isn't he coming to...
No, he came freshman year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Lil Dicky?
And B.O.B., but we left before B.O.B. came.
I wasn't there.
Oh, really?
I was studying for my nature's exam because not all of us at Shimeiko.
Yes. Will you be going to the concert this year?
I have every intention on it.
All right, perfect. I'll be
there. Even though I do have all four finals this year.
No? Okay, I only have two, but I will be there. And even if I, I'm not enjoying it, I'm going to stick it out, and I'm just going to sit down in the back and make sure that I stay for the entire thing. That's my plan.
Good for you.
No, thanks.
All right, well, we're gonna be playing some music.
Yeah. Already got one rolled up in my left hand. Yeah, my mind tighter than a headband. And my lungs got... In my sweat glands, this shit I'm on better than the next strand. Than the next strand, better than the next strand. She head down, booty popping in the handstand. Shine bright, I give your girl a slight tan. I make that whistle like the Old Spice man. I don't even understand why she'd ever want a man. If she ever throw it, I catch it like a cornerback. Like a cornerback, that's an interception. You think I give a fuck? That's a misconception. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. The roof is on fire. So what? I'm high. I say, oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. Yeah, she a bad, bad. All jokes aside. Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that down, down. Chop that down, chop, chop that down. All I want you to do is just drop that down, drop that down. Now look back at it.
whistling Dixie. Middle school, I was getting head on the 10 speed. Gigolo bloodline, pimping hereditary. Black on 28, it remind me of February. Yeah, you can fool me, that would be never wearing. Dead rapper should have came with a cemetery. I am so cold, looking like Ben and Jerry, feeling in the Dylan and killing in obituary. My vision blurry, this bitch is flirting. I've been drinking all night, I think my kidney's hurting.
Damn.
So I close the curtains on the 62. Her ass will knock your ass out, you better stick and move.
Bro.
Chain hang to my ding-a-ling.
What?
Chain hang to my ding-a-ling.
Yeah, yeah.
To do a threesome, you gotta intervene. Her legs so sexy when I'm in between.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror.
I chop one, chop two, chop that down, down. Chop that down, chop, chop that down. All I want you to do is just drop that down, drop that down. Now look back at it. She do it like she do it in the mirror. Because the booty is bigger than it appears. She speed it up and slow it down like she's switching gears. I'm looking for the baddest one here. I tell her like, do that down. Do that duck. You gotta stretch it out, girl. Move that duck. She bend it over, touch her toes when she toot that duck. Like hut one, hut two. Girl, who back there? Who back there? I'm back there. I could take a step back and sit my cognac there. Picture perfect body, that's a Kodak there. Now make it feel welcome like a domex there. I'm like, oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. The roof is on fire. So what? I'm like, oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. That's a bad. All jokes aside, that shit go.
Hey. Look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror.
I chop one, chop two, chop that down, down. Chop that down, chop, chop that down. All I want you to do is just drop that down, drop that down. Now look back at it.
Hello and welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Eastern Pennsylvania. Yeah. We have one more quiz for you.
And we're going to keep this one internal. I'm going to be taking this quiz for the Aviator. Unless somebody else wants to call in, then we will defer to them. But
I mean, if you call in, we can have you pick up in the middle of the
That's
quiz.
Fine. That's fine.
So. I'm going to try to get through this one. So, your village, the quiz title is, could you survive in a fairy tale? I'm taking German class. We have to write a German fairy tale. That's what we're doing right now in class, so. Very applicable.
Very appropriate.
It's in German, if you're interested, it's Ein Märchen.
That's your fairy tale?
Yeah, well, mine's called Die Drachenprinzessin.
Nice.
The Dragon Princess. So, you already know
story,
the plot line.
I do know the plot line. I did not pick up on all the symbolism in the beginning, but now I understand it.
I'll try to get someone objective. Maybe there's someone objective out there sitting in a very high, lofty room in a science building that I can maybe talk to after the radio show to get an objective view of this.
That sounds good, yeah.
Anyways, your village is 4 years into a terrible famine, mm-hmm. and you're starving. What will you do? Plant my last 3 grains of corn and hope for the best. Buy a magic goose from a witch with a lock of my child's hair. Throw a rock into some water and convince the villagers to add veggies. Tell the king I can grant him 3 wishes if he gives me a sack of flour. Break into someone's house and steal their pot of honey.
I'm going to stop you right there because I feel like if all I have to do is give up a lock of my child's hair to get the magic something from the witch.
Magic goose.
I think that's a very fair trade-off. Or it's not even a fair trade-off. It just really benefits me. So I'm going to go with that one.
Okay. Pick a palace to live. Place to live. Mm-hmm. Sorry. A castle in the sky.
Yes.
A cottage covered in vines.
Okay.
The stable of a king's castle.
Absolutely not.
An old mill. Or a majestic castle.
An old mill. Sounds like a real fixer-upper.
Some of these, why would you pick some of these. I don't get it. I don't know. There's a pie sitting on the windowsill. to whom does it belong? Me? The person who baked it? Or anyone who wants a slice? There's enough to go around.
Well, if I were to bake it, I would not just leave it there, I would eat it. So it definitely wasn't me. So I'm gonna go with it's there for everybody.
Okay. You are alone in the woods. What are you doing? Traveling? Gathering herbs? Gathering firewood? Looking for something I lost? Or dancing and singing?
Well, I would be gathering firewood because there's no other reason to really be alone in the woods.
Okay. The king asked you to save his youngest and favorite daughter from an enchanted fortress. What will you use to save her? A magic hammer, a group of my friends and a kindly wizard, soldiers, my own remarkable intelligence to outwit her keeper, or the animals of the forest?
I would like to point out that it is a little unfair for the king to have a favorite daughter and to say that publicly, but moving on from that, I think I would definitely take the team mentality, and I would take a group of my friends and a random wizard who was willing to help me.
It kind of sounds like a familiar plotline, maybe
from a game.
A certain king of a necklace, or maybe ward of a ring.
Oh yes,
maybe
yes.
I don't know. What are you thinking deep down inside when someone steals something off your plate? I'm guessing this means like a meal. You know, stealing food off your plate.
Sounds good.
That's the last time I eat dinner with you. That wasn't very polite. I picture my fork tearing through the tendons in their hand.
Wow.
Share and share alike. It doesn't occur to me to think of anything of it. It doesn't occur to me to think anything of it.
Oh my god. What was my first option?
That's the last time I eat dinner with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna use the Grim Trigger strategy here, and that will be the last time I eat with that person.
Were Hansel and Gretel wrong to eat from the witch's house?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not theft, right?
Well, I mean, maybe. What?
It's not, you don't think that's theft?
No, I said they were wrong to do it.
Oh, they were wrong to do it. Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Sorry about that.
Not only were they thieving, but like I wouldn't just eat random food that I found unless it's in a cookie.
But if you're starving.
But if I know that the house is owned by a witch, I feel
but
like
they don't. They didn't know. They just found a house.
Well, I mean, I think there had to be signs. But If I were Hansel and Gretel, I do not think that I would just wander into a random house and then take random food.
Well, no, the house was made of gingerbread.
I think that's a real red flag right there. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. What would you do if you found a frog in your bed?
Mm-hmm. Probably kiss it and see if it's a prince.
Fry it up and eat it. Put it outside near a water source. Keep it as a pet. Roll over and go back to sleep. Oh, we have a caller. Let's get him connected. Hello, caller, can you hear us?
Hello, yes, I can hear you.
Would you like to answer the question that on the quiz that we're doing right now?
Yeah, sure, I would like to answer the question.
All right, the question is, what would you do if you found a frog in your bed? Fry it up. Ooh. And eat it. Put it outside near a water source. Keep it as a pet. Roll over and go back to sleep, or scream and throw it out of the bed.
Definitely scream and throw it out of the bed.
Scream and throw it out of the bed. When you've told a lie and someone asks you to admit it, do you admit it? Sure, what can they do to me? No, I told them a lie for a reason. Yes, but I'll give lots of excuses for why I told a lie.
Sure, what can they do to me?
All right. Do you remember to lock your doors? Always? Sometimes? Oops. Not very often. I have no fear, so no.
So in the past, I've had this recurring nightmare where this man, Bologna Cheeks Preckle, continues to enter my house. So because of that fear, I've definitely locked it every time.
Okay. So that was the last question. So this one is, if you remember, I don't know if you're here, but could you survive in a fairy tale? The answer is, you would survive, but not with all of your parts. So,
whoa.
The hero or heroine of the story has decided that they will grant you your life, but you will be punished. Like a wicked stepmother or a wicked witch, you will be made to dance in the shoes of hot iron or have your eyes poked out by birds.
Wrecked.
Punishments in the fairy tales are harsh like that. So much for the supposed sweet kindness of fairy tale princesses.
Ouch. So, I don't know if I like that.
I guess you have a curse on you.
Well, considering you really only answered one of those questions and most of them were mine, I guess that's really about me.
Oh, cool. You know what? You're right.
Yeah. You don't really have to take the blame for that one.
So I guess, Ryan, you wouldn't survive.
No, I would not.
All right. Well, it was nice speaking to you. Enjoy your week.
All right, caller. We have enough time to play one more song. Would you like to request something?
Yeah, can you play Every Time by Boy Plabo?
Seems to be a recurring song in this show.
Well, it's just a classic, you know. They're a bunch of teenagers from Norway. I think they're just waiting for that big break, and I think Sunglasses After Classes can be the break that they need.
Are you a promoter for them?
Oh, definitely, yes. Great band.
Wait, you said Every Time We Touch, right?
No. Every Time.
Oh, so Every Time We Touch.
No. Every Time.
All right. Well, we will be playing Every Time We Touch.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Have a fantastic day. All right.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller.
All right. Take care. See
ya. So, on that note, thank you for listening to Sunglasses After Classes with DJ Rybands and The Aviator. We hope you have a fantastic spring break. And
Yes, we won't be here next week.
We will not be here next week. But after the week after that, we will be back on the air on Thursday from 1 to 2. So be sure to tune in, and this will be our last song before spring break. Every Time We Touch, as requested by our last caller.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why. Without you, it's hard to survive. 'Cause every time we touch, my heart is my sky.